I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah, it's a state of mind you gotta know. Yeah, yeah, that it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow. Yeah, I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah, it's a state of mind you gotta know. Yeah, yeah, that it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.
You're listening to the Win the Morning Podcast with your host, River Skinner.
Guys, welcome to episode number 12 of the Win the Morning Podcast. I hope you guys are having an amazing morning today. I remember I just got home from my mission about 5 years ago. And when I got home from my mission, for whatever reason, I just felt like nothing was going right for me emotionally. And I would get really upset. I would cry a lot. I would get triggered really easy and just like super, super insecure, and always had a problem, and it was always like a poor me story. I had this pity party for myself quite often, like probably once a week, right? Like not in a very good mental space. And I had this good friend, his name's Jason Hershey, and I'd go to him a lot. And it was like every week we'd talk, and I'd be like, dude, I just don't know about this. And, you know, I'm upset about this. And, man, I don't know if I'm good enough, and yada, yada, yada. And this went on for about a year. And eventually, we were actually living in Rhode Island, and Jason just turned to me one day and said, you know, it's kind of exhausting to be your friend. It's kind of exhausting to be your friend, River. And I looked at him, and I was like, well, what do you mean, man? I'm just trying to explain to you how I feel. You know, like, I'm just trying to express. And he's like, I know, but, like, I can't save you, man. Like, I can't solve your issues for you. And it feels like you want me to do that for you. And looking back, that's what I was wanting. I was wanting somebody else to fix my issues as opposed to me taking care of them. And as brutally honest as that was, it was the best thing that I could have heard. Because then it made me realize that no one else is coming to save me. No one else is fixing my issues. No one can fix my issues. Nobody wants to fix my issues. And if they did want to, they couldn't do it. So it's irrelevant. And it made me take a real hard look at myself and say, why am I so afraid to look at myself and to really start working on me? And so I did, and that was a turning point in my life, that things started to become better, and I started to look at myself, and I started to take full accountability and responsibility for myself. And that's when I started to shift things for me, and I stopped looking at other people to save me. I stopped looking for other people's opinions. I stopped worrying so much about what other people thought about me, because it wasn't about them. My happiness wasn't about them. The way I dress isn't about them. The way that I speak and communicate isn't about them, right? It's about me. And if I want to feel happy, then I get to shift that for me. And so that's the message, is no one's coming to save you. The problems that you have, no one's going to save you. No one's going to fix that for you. It's up to you to fix it. If it's your life, it's your responsibility, so fix it. Shift whatever needs to be shifted. Do whatever needs to be done to start creating a better life, and stop waiting on something to happen. There's no savior for the issues that you're having today, beside yourself. You're the one that holds the key to your fate. You're the one that holds the key to improve your life. And for me, it was I was waiting to be acted upon. I was waiting for someone to say the right thing or do the right thing or whatever. And I was just sitting there kind of, woe is me, thinking sometime someone's going to do something to save me from the way I was feeling. The depression, the anxiety, the insecurities, the worry. Someone was going to save that and solve those issues for me. until I realized I was the one that had to do that if I wanted to fix it. And so that's my question for you. Where across your life are you waiting for someone to save you? What can you do to shift that? How are you responsible for the way that your life is going versus how is everybody else responsible? If you guys got value out of this podcast, please share it. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. I hope you guys have an amazing Sunday. No one's coming to save you. We'll talk with you guys tomorrow.
I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah, it's a state of mind you gotta know. Yeah, yeah, that it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow. Yeah, I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah, it's a state of mind you gotta know. Yeah, yeah, that it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.